May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, Leah gives 50 cents to her daughter, Sarah, and the little girl goes outside and returns 10 minutes later without the coins. Wondering what she had done with the money, Leah asks, "Where is the 50 cents I gave you, darling?" "I gave it to an old lady," says Sarah. "Oh, you sweet girl, I'm so proud. Tomorrow you will have a dollar." And the next day, true to her word, Leah gives Sarah a whole dollar. And off Sarah goes outside and returns later without the coins. "What did you do with the dollar?" "Oh, today I saw the same old woman," begins Sarah, as her mother beamed at her, "and I bought a bigger ice cream." So again, I welcome you all to this service of Holy Baptism. And thanks to Forrest, some of you have come to church today who otherwise may not have attended church. So we thank you, Forrest, for getting your family and friends to come to church. So in the Anglican Church, we have set readings for each Sunday. Sounded strange readings all about demons and crazy people. And the gospel reading that was set for today begins with a crazy man living among the tombs. Some people might say that we're a bit crazy meeting here this morning to worship our God, whom we say has risen from the dead, but whom others, like atheists, may say he's no God at all. But one has to ask, who is the crazy one? In our story, is it the man possessed by demons, who nevertheless immediately knew that Jesus was the Son of God? Or were the crazy ones those who send Jesus away? Are we crazy for believing in God? Or are those who don't believe in God crazy? Are we crazy to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Or are the crazy ones those who say that Jesus didn't rise from the dead? What if we believe that Jesus didn't rise from the dead, didn't open up the way to eternal life, and that life is just what we experience in the here and now, and there is no such thing as life after death? Well, I think that's pretty hopeless and grim and just not true. So who's crazy? Those of us who believe in the promises of Jesus Christ or those who don't? I know whom I believe, and yes, I know I'm a bit crazy, and I'm with the crazy man who was healed through his encounter with Jesus. I'm with St. Paul, who says in his letter to the Galatians that by our faith in Jesus Christ, we are children of God. By our baptism, we are clothed in Christ, heirs of God's promises to be one nation, one people of God, who are heirs of the eternal kingdom. I love that image of being clothed in Christ. One of my favorite prayers is known as St. Patrick's breastplate. And in praying this prayer, one is surrounding and immersing and clothing oneself in Christ. The prayer begins, "Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me." And I find this prayer to be a very powerful way to place oneself in the arms of God and to wrap oneself in the power of Christ. I also know that God has sent the Spirit of His Son Jesus into the hearts of all believers, and that through baptism, we belong to Jesus, the Messiah, and we belong to one another. And I'm telling you this not because it's my job, but because as a Christian, it's my privilege to share the good news. Being a Christian is not simply a private matter. Paul emphasizes that being a Christian is a matter of belonging to a community. Through our baptism, we become members of God's family. Through our relationship with Jesus, We all become one family. And as Paul says, we are no longer Greek or Jew, slave or free, male or female. The divisions fall away, and we recognize that we're all one. Despite our differences, we are yet one people in Christ, united by a love that transcends our differences. And that's why it's so important that we're all here today. So many of you don't regularly attend church, and yet by our baptism, you're part of God's family. It's important that we're together today, worshiping our Lord together, getting to know Jesus, because acknowledging and worshiping and praising God is one of the most important things that you can do with your life. One of the saints summed it up quite nicely, and Saint Bernard said that the point about life is that we love, and the point about our time spent on earth is so that we may find God. That's the point. To love as God loves us is the meaning and purpose of all life. And if that sounds familiar to some of you, it ought to, because I told you this at Julie and Andrew's wedding. And so I'm telling you again now. The point about life is to love and to find God. It's important to understand what you think about God. You know, spend some time thinking about God. It's important. And if you think that Jesus is just a good man, or that it doesn't really matter what we think about God, then you're missing the point. Even our crazy man in the cemetery knew exactly who he was dealing with when he cried out to Jesus for help and relief from his suffering. He knew without a doubt that Jesus is the Son of God, that he has the power and authority to heal and restore. And Jesus did just that, restoring that man to his right mind. Even the demons within the man knew the divine nature of Jesus. They knew that in the presence of Jesus, they could no longer control anyone who acknowledged Christ. In St. Luke's book of Acts that we sometimes read, St. Peter says that in order to be saved, we must repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that reminds me of a joke. There was a burglar, and this burglar was breaking into a house, and the lady of the house cried out, Acts 2:38, and the burglar stopped, was frozen, and he surrendered, and he waited for the police. And the police said, why didn't you run away? And the man said, well, the woman cried out, she had an axe, and she had 2:38s. And the woman said, no, I was quoting scripture, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. And what does it say? But it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you. So at baptism, God gives each one of us his Holy Spirit and sends each one of us into this world with a special message to deliver. We all have a special song to sing. We all have a special act of love to bestow as God's children. And so we give thanks today for Forrest Burns, for his entry into God's family. And we give thanks for Forrest's family and friends who will love and nurture him. There is no greater preparation and protection for a child entering into life than to be strengthened and embraced by love. As God's family, we embrace Forrest with God's love, and we give thanks that Jesus shows us how. Thanks be to God through Christ our Lord. Amen.